an obvious question. What does it mean when the President of the United States comes to your town?
Oh, it means everything. It means we're a focal point for the country and the world, and it's all for the right reasons. You sure don't want national acclaim if it's not for anything positive, and I couldn't think of anything that offers more hope to our country than the vaccine production here in Portage, Michigan.
Do you expect to have an opportunity to speak with President Biden?
I do. My city manager, Joseph Lamarco, and myself, who will be at the airport welcoming him. It is a non-public event, and so Pfizer is not allowing people to tour the plant with the president. So that was not a possibility, but the airport is.
Are you able to give us a preview of what you might raise with the president?
I'm not really sure of the itinerary or how long we will actually have. We are just, very appreciative that he is prioritizing the rollout of the vaccines. Every single day I get people from Portage that still have been unable to get the vaccine that are in their 70s. And the question I always get is, if it's produced here, why can't we get it? And, that is a little bit of a frustrating point. I have not had it myself. So I just think if we can get more vaccines out to the local communities and into people's arms, that's our number one priority. Our businesses are suffering like everyone else's. Portage Pfizer is booming. Stryker's doing great. There are other businesses with delivery, et cetera, logistics that are thriving, but our small businesses are really suffering. And the quicker we can get that vaccine put out there and get that herd immunity, then things can return to normal and we'll have more economic stability for Portage and the region.
Are you able to tell us anything about sort of logistical things people might want to know, like streets are going to be closed or detours or stuff because of the visit?
Right. So our police, Nicholas Arnold, who is our chief, he has been working with both the Secret Service and the U.S. Marshal. And we, I believe, are in charge of blocking the roads because the airport and Pfizer are located right on Portage Road. That would be like the main artery that would be closed. We do not have the time of this rescheduled visit, so I can't give any heads up to when to avoid this area. But that's all we really know at this point. I was there when Vice President Pence came, and they have protection on rooftops and all the things that we don't think about, but are very important when we have our national leaders come to the area. So, I'm not really privy to that. I'm just honored to be a part of it in some small way. But we hope for a very safe and uneventful visit and all the good things that come from, having the recognition in our hometown. I would like to acknowledge the citizens of Portage. Portage has created a community for decades that allowed for scientists and their families to come here and to live here and stay here. And we have also supported the Pfizer Corporation with millions of dollars in tax abatements, and those have rested on the shoulders of the Portage taxpayer. And so whether you have a family member or yourself at work at Pfizer, the high five goes to the entire community, because the taxpayers of Portage have shouldered the expansion of this company, and we did it for the right reasons. We have no remorse about it, but it was a heavy lift. And, to all the businesses that have benefited by having them, the schools that have grown, the teachers, et cetera, it was definitely a community lift here. So I always feel that it's important to acknowledge everyone that lives in Portage and has helped make this company grow and thrive in our community. So that's all I have to say.
Patricia Randall is the mayor of the city of Portage. Thank you very much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you. Have a great day.